Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. I hope you're all of those good things on this Friday afternoon. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This is when I get started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius, it's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network and boom. You don't have to do anything. We pop right on up. What a day. Friday. We're going to talk about basketball, of course. New York Knicks having to defend themselves against these Pacers. Rick Carlisle fined by the NBA for whining like a baby. The Suns have a new head coach in Mike Budenholzer. In about 20 minutes from now to talk NBA, we'll talk to a man who played in the NBA. Won himself a championship, is now a broadcaster on television and radio. Antonio Daniels is going to come through and join us. We'll talk about how bad the Celtics have choked, or at least they choked last night. Luka Doncic goes off. Hilarious. The Lakers want LeBron James forever. Rookie mini camps. They're open in the NFL. Guys are signing their contracts, and, well, we have some quarterback news. I mean, what a shock, right? Caleb Williams has been named the number one quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Netflix is on its way to an NFL deal. What a shock. Michael Jordan and Anthony Edwards, they cannot avoid each other. Shaq and Shannon Sharp are beefing? Like they got a beef going on? Huh. Interesting. We'll talk about it. We got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, feel free to do so. The number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. A simple question to the man holding it down with us. Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing on this Friday?
JR, doing great. Doing great today. Ready for a big game three. Well, don't really know what to expect, to be honest.
You're talking about the New York Knickerbockers?
Yes. Actually, both game threes, honestly.
Denver as well? Denver and the T-Wolves?
I expect Denver to bounce back. I think this long layoff is good for them in terms of getting back here and winning a game. But, like, I mean, if they lose, would I be shocked? No. So, like, both games, I'm very excited for, because I feel like I really don't have a good, strong lean either way of who's going to win either game. I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And we'll ask Antonio Daniels about this when he joins us in the next break. But you're right. The New York Knicks are an intriguing matchup. The Knicks are going to get going in action in about an hour from now. And just to think how injured and injury depleted, really, their roster is. Jalen Brunson is going to play despite running around with that sore foot of the other night. It's been reported that he's going to go ahead and give it a go. He scored, 24 points in the second half of the last game. We'll see how hobbled he is. OG Anunoby, one of the Knicks, maybe probably the Knicks' best perimeter defender, he's not going to be available with his hamstring injury. Julius Randle is already out. Bogdanovich is dealing with a broken foot. Mitchell Robinson is dealing with a busted up ankle. Like, the New York Knicks are going to end up calling Hickey to just go play center for him for backup minutes. This is how ravaged the roster is, which made the comments by Rick Carlisle just so ridiculous. After they lost the game, I'll remind you, he complained. He complained about the referees. He complained about the calls. He sent 78 perceived missed calls over to the NBA office to complain and whine. And then he even played the New York City is a big city and we're a small town, so we get no respect. Listen to this nonsense that Rick Carlisle said.
You know, small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot. No matter where they're playing.
It's kind of nutty, man. He got fined $35,000, by the way, for criticizing the officials. Publicly, $35,000. I think Rick Carlisle can afford it, but it's pathetic that he had to go to those lengths to motivate his team. Not looking at how they missed free throws, not looking at their poor defense, but putting a heavy emphasis on officiating. The NBA said, give us $35,000 and shut up. This guy didn't tell him to shut up, but he pretty much found his comments to be trash. Josh Hart of the New York Knicks. This man is 6 foot nothing, 6'5", 6'4". He's grabbing 12 and 13 rebounds a game. Josh Hart spoke to the media today before the game. He wasn't too thrilled with Rick Carlisle's comments. I mean, he said him trashing the refs, it was just disrespectful, not to the referees, but to us, the New York Knicks. Listen.
Rick's saying whatever that he feels. It has nothing to do with us. At the end of the day, I think it's pretty disrespectful to us because at the end of the day, you know, we're out there playing and competing at a high level. It's not about officiating. It's not about anything like that. So him to discredit how we're playing, I feel like that's pretty disrespectful.
They go punch him in the mouth. Not physically. And I'm not saying punch Rick Carlisle, but go punch the Pacers in the mouth. They want to talk all this trash and they just go get him. I'm just afraid that at this stage of the Knicks season, like, how much more they got, right? Jalen Brunson is walking wounded. How much do they have? They're going to need a career game from, I don't know, Miles McBride to help him out. Josh Hart has openly talked about getting ready to play 48 minutes because that's what's needed right now at this point. The Knicks, to me, every game they lose somebody, they look cooked. But at least Rick Carlisle has given them a little bit, I guess, of motivation. Because Josh Hart, he didn't even care for his comments about, you know, small market teams deserve respect. Josh Hart thought those were stupid comments.
No, that's so stupid, bro. We gonna say the big market always wins. The Knicks ain't won a chip in 51 years, so obviously that don't really hold much weight. So I don't fully understand that. Sorry, New York, for the reminder. But I think that's just idiotic. At the end of the day, it's who's playing the best, and that's I never seen a ref, you know, shoot a free throw or make a three or miss a rotation.
Yeah, blame your players, man. It's one thing to play the game, and a lot of coaches play the game. It's another thing to be so blatant about it. And the bad thing is, unless there's a miracle like tonight from the New York Knicks, unless Jalen Brunson drops 50 on a bum foot and Miles McBride pops up and, I don't know, DiVincenzo and Hart end up dropping 30, Hickey, I'm not feeling confident about the Knicks. Like, I think the injuries are finally going to start catching up with them.
That's why I'm nervous, but at the same time, with how hard they've played, and to their credit, not just Jalen Brunson, but also other guys like Josh Hart, we just heard, or Dante DiVincenzo, they've made clutch plays, whether it's late in the game or early in the game, to keep them in it. Like, to their credit, they all have contributed, all have stepped up. So, yes, I mean, this feels like this should be the game where the luck runs out, the injuries catch up to them finally. And, I mean, Indiana, this is, I mean, you talk about down 0-2 at home. This is basically the last gasp for them to keep their season alive tonight. I still can't say it's a guaranteed win for Indiana just because I feel like there's a chance here for some of these other Knicks to step in and drop 20 points and help lead to an improbable Game 3 win.
They don't play defense. Like, the Knicks can certainly still go out there and win, and I don't think there's a team that plays as hard as the New York Knicks. I don't think anybody does. The Knicks are maximizing their talent. The Knicks are maximizing what they have. It's just a matter of how much further is it going to take them. I think if the Knicks want to win this series, especially knowing that OG Anunoby with a hamstring injury, I don't know if we'll see him the rest of the series. He ain't playing today. There comes a point in time where everything has to even out, and they're running out of warm bodies to play basketball. It sucks. Let's see what the New York Knicks can do. They are in action against the Pacers in about an hour from now. And you know what? That's not the only coaching news or information that we got today. Rick Carlisle being docked $35,000 for trashing the refs and making stupid comments about favoritism of New York City. Yeah, right, sure. We got even more of an update about the Phoenix Suns. That's right, yeah, they were in the playoffs. You might have forgot. They got swept by the Timberwolves 4-0. Anthony Edwards owned them, and now they're gone. Well, yesterday we learned that they fired their head coach, Frank Vogel, and we also learned that Coach Budenholzer was pretty much first in line to take the job. Bud was fired last year by the Milwaukee Bucks. They bring in Adrian Griffin, try to get a new voice in there. They then fire him and bring in Doc Rivers. Meanwhile, Budenholzer's just sitting around, minding his business. He had 2 years, this season and next, left on his deal with Milwaukee when they canned him. This is a champion. I mean, damn it, he got his championship by beating the Suns. Yeah, it was Chris Paul was there, but he beat him. He's a two-time coach of the year. Budenholzer can coach. Can he coach Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker? Can he make something out of that? Well, that's to be seen. Shams Charania, he was on FanDuel TV, and he talked about this. Whether or not Budenholzer is on his way in, take a listen.
The fit was never right as the year went on. There were issues. The players essentially lost trust in Frank Vogel, and whether it was the offense versus defense, just was not a fit. Frank Vogel, obviously a defensive-minded coach, and he was never able to fully maximize Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal. So now I'm told that the plan is for the Suns to hire 2021 Bucks championship head coach Mike Budenholzer as their new head coach. Really in the next few days, I expect the Suns to hammer out a deal. I'm told the deal is expected to approach the eight figures per year range. They view Mike Budenholzer as a clear choice that can really come in there and optimize those three guys. That's really where this all hinges at, is the big three being fully maximized and utilized the right way offensively. They were never able to find cohesion with Bradley Beal or Devin Booker playing point guard. How does the ball find Kevin Durant in his spot? So there will be roster adjustments as well. The Suns have two first-round draft picks they can trade on draft night. I expect them to be aggressive as they try to tweak the roster as well.
Come on now. They can be as aggressive as they want in retooling the roster. They need that more than they need a coach. A coach is only going to be good as the men that are out there. You trust in Bradley Beal to play? Kevin Durant will be fine. He'll be good. But, I mean, you're going to trust him to not get hurt? Played 70-plus games this past season. Good for him. Am I going to count on that for another year? Welcome to the NBA. They just fire coaches and swap them around. You would think that this is a shell game in the National Basketball Association. Budenholzer gets a job. I wonder how long before Kevin Durant goes, I don't want to be here. Hickey, what is it, a February? He says, I want to leave, or is it going to be Devin Booker?
I will give them 1 year, so next year. I don't think it happens at the trade deadline. I think he asks out, let's say, probably mid-June of 2025.
Wow. It's just ridiculous how Kevin Durant, whose resume was pretty much set and solidified, you know, about going to the Warriors, and you could say that's the most controversial thing. No one would ever take anything away from him. And we don't know how his career is going to end or what's going to happen. But these moves here, they just don't look good. And, I mean, God forbid that Kevin Durant wants to move again, then we really know he doesn't care. He just wants to show up and play basketball. Doesn't care about legacy, doesn't care about the jersey, doesn't care about the uniform. Just wants to go out there and play ball. Didn't work out in Brooklyn. Didn't work out this first full year with the Suns. And I mean, damn it, what's he going to do next? Ask to go to Miami? Ain't nothing else for Kevin Durant to do but to retire in peace. Rick Carlisle fined $35,000 for running his mouth about the officiating. Budenholzer got himself a new job, not official yet, on his way to being the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Three superstar names and, I guess, nine other scrubs. Matter of fact, on the other side of the break, we're going to ask this man about the Suns. We'll ask him about Rick Carlisle. We'll ask him about Anthony Edwards. We'll ask him about the Knicks. We'll get into it all. Because on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to an NBA champ, an analyst, a radio host. Antonio Daniels is going to join us. We have so much to get into the rest of the show. We're going to talk some NFL. We get into it all. I'm just getting warmed up. Antonio Daniels on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're getting closer. We're almost there. We're almost to the conference finals and the playoffs for the NBA. The Knicks and Pacers will be in action in about an hour. Nuggets and Timberwolves will be back tonight. Both the Knicks and the T-Wolves have 2-0 series lead. We just talked about Rick Carlisle getting fined. We talked about the undermanned Knicks. That we got into the Suns. Well, now it's time to talk to someone who played in the league for more than a decade, won a championship with the Spurs, is covering, he's an analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans on Bally Sports. He also is a host on the afternoons on NBA Radio. I don't know when he sleeps. Joining us is Antonio Daniels. Antonio, how are you, man?
I'm awesome, brother. How are you?
I'm amazing.
Thanks for having me, first and foremost.
Without a shadow of a doubt, it's good to have you on again. What has captured your attention the most so far in this round of the postseason?
Honestly, and I know it sounds simplistic, but two guys. The play of Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards, to me, it's incredible. It's incredible. Just think, like, we're literally, and I say we, as the collective we, meaning the media, are comparing Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. Literally, comparing Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. We watched Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves completely dismantle the Denver Nuggets in the first two games. Obviously, the series is not over, but those first two games are pretty telling. And then Jalen Brunson is doing something we haven't seen anybody do in quite some time. And that's really put that entire franchise on his shoulders. He is doing this without his second-best player, without his best shooter in Bogdanovich, without his best shot blocker in Mitchell Robinson, and he may have to do it without his best defender in OG Anunoby. What these guys have done in the postseason to completely enhance the narrative surrounding them, to me, is utterly incredible.
Antonio Daniels is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network. Well, let's stick with Jalen Brunson. We know the New York Knicks, they have an opportunity tonight to go up 3-0 against the Pacers. We just discussed how undermanned they are. At what point is this going to catch up? Do you still think that they can win this series, or would you favor the Pacers right now?
I mean, the thing that's very, very difficult to do, no matter what, it's very difficult to win 4 out of 5 times. Getting down an 0-2 hole is, any way you look at it, undermanned or not, that's tough. Because if you're the Indiana Pacers, you have to win 4 of the next 5. And that means you have to defeat Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart. They're undermanned for sure. But to defeat the New York Knicks 4 of the next 5 times when the Knicks still have 2 of those games in Madison Square Garden, again, just like Denver Nuggets, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying that's going to be very, very, very tough to do.
Well, we know that the coach of the New York Knicks, Tom Thibodeau, he gets a lot of crap. He's gotten a lot of a crap, whatever you want to call it, over the past 10 years about his usage and
right.
of stars and players and driving them into the ground. What say you about Coach Tibbs?
Here's my thing. This is the part that I don't understand. We discussed this on our SiriusXM show yesterday. People got to make up their mind. Because on one hand, what people are saying about the league is it's soft. Guys don't want to play anymore. You know, there's a 65-game player participation policy for a reason. You know, load management. You know, all these other kind of things. And then you have a coach that actually goes out there and plays his players, and he's wrong too. So where's the gray area here? Because if guys don't play, then people are mad at them. And if guys do play, then people are mad at them. Where's the gray area? Help me understand this part. I see no issue in what Tibbs is doing. Because you know what the alternative is? The alternative is losing. That's the alternative. If I don't play these guys like I do in the regular season, do you think they actually make it up to the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference? Not a chance. Not a chance. He did what he had to do. And I will say this, though. There is a particular type of player that works for Tibbs. Josh Hart, perfect for Tibbs. Dante DiVincenzo, perfect for Tibbs. Jalen Brunson, perfect for Tibbs. Like, when the whole poll came out of players that would love to play for this particular coach, Tibbs didn't receive any votes. What that tells you, I think, is more about the league than it does about the particular coach. He's doing exactly what he needs to do to be successful. That's what this league should be about. Because when you acquiesce to the players, what ends up happening is you're Adrian Griffin and you're fired for winning 70% of your games. Or you're Darvin Ham and you're fired for 2 seasons for being put in a championship or bust situation. Or you're Frank Vogel and you're fired after 1 year.
NBA vet, current analyst, radio and TV, Antonio Daniels is here with us. You talk about Frank Vogel getting the boot. We've heard about Mike Budenholzer likely to take that job for the Phoenix Suns. do you think the coach is going to make a difference? It's the roster, no?
Well, see, this is my issue with that, with the whole situation in Milwaukee, the whole situation in L.A., the whole situation now in Phoenix, is it's roster construction. I don't care who coached the Los Angeles Lakers. You could have put Phil Jackson there. You could have put Red R back there. You could have put John Wooden there. They were not defeating the Denver Nuggets. Last year, they weren't defeating the Denver Nuggets this year the way those rosters were constructed. It wasn't happening. Plain and simple. All year, you heard about Frank Vogel acquiescing, talking to the front office about getting a point guard. You know what they said? No, you don't need one. But then when it doesn't work, Frank Vogel has to fall on the sword. So what he wanted, he didn't have. So they're asking him to make guys a version of themselves that never existed. You know what Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker never did? They never played the point guard position. That's not who they are. They were put on this world to do a lot of different things. But when you talk about being in between those four lines, they were put there to score. That's it. They were put in there to score the basketball. And what Frank Vogel wanted was a point guard to facilitate, understand time, score, situation, where the ball needed to be, and how to get the ball to those particular guys. The front office said, nah, you know what, you're okay. So then when they get swept in the first round, Frank Vogel is the guy who falls on the sword. For me, I don't grasp that concept. I don't. And I love Bud. Bud was my PD coach, my player development coach here in San Antonio. So I have a ton of love for Mike Budenholzer, his family, everyone. I just hope the best for him in that particular situation.
We know how it goes with players running the show. Antonio Daniels is here with us on the JR Sport Brief show. Earlier on, and I guess we're moving into a different space because the Suns are out of here primarily because of the defense of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And you mentioned him earlier as capturing your attention, Anthony Edwards. I mean, the comparisons, as you mentioned, to Michael Jordan are they're there. They're not just jokes right now that are running on the internet. What is really impressing you about him? He's 22 years old. He hasn't reached his peak, and you could say right now he's the best two-guard in the game.
I'll tell you what's impressed me about him. What's impressed me about him is the same thing that's always impressed me about him. It's not the physical attributes. It's not the skill set. It's the mindset. It's the mentality. Because in today's generation of NBA athletes, there's a low management mentality that comes along with it. And it's very rare to find that guy that wants to go out and compete every night. And the thing is, that is contagious. When it's your best player, it's contagious. When your best player is held accountable by Chris Finch, that's contagious. That's how culture is built. Like when you have, being here in San Antonio, right, there's a reason that they have sustained success for 20-plus seasons. Because their head guy, meaning Greg Popovich, could hold their star players accountable. So now, if he can hold that star player accountable, everybody else was open for it. Now, when your star player is not on board with the head coach, that's a problem. We see that in different places throughout this league. We talked about Milwaukee earlier with Giannis. We talked about LeBron and Anthony Davis in L.A. with Darvin Ham. Listen, what they have going in Minnesota is only going because of Anthony Edwards. If Anthony Edwards isn't on board, no one else is on board. The fact that he has that mentality, that almost 1990s mentality, to go out and compete, and as he says, and I quote, to kill everything in front of me, that's contagious. That's why and how culture is being built in Minnesota. So the most impressive thing to me about Anthony Edwards is his mentality. The skill set is what it is. The physical attributes are what they are. But his mentality is otherworldly to me.
You talk about mentality. Last night, we saw the Boston Celtics fall to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Do you have any concerns about the Celtics? It's one loss, but some of the performances over the past few years, they're up, they're down, they're here, they're in the finals, they lose, they're good. You just never know. They have so much talent.
Yeah, for me, with Boston, sometimes, and I mean this respectfully to the Miami Heat, and I mean this respectfully to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not taking away what Cleveland did yesterday. But sometimes it seems to me that Boston gets bored. You know, they ran through the regular season. They did what they had to do. They had the number one overall seed as far as home court throughout the entire playoff run locked up for like the past month, you know, for the last month of the season. So I feel like there's a human element that sets into this. And realistically, they haven't been tested yet. You know, we can sit here and talk about, oh, it's Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum's not playing. Like, they literally ran through the Miami Heat. Miami Heat did win one game, but they ran through the Miami Heat. Cleveland Cavaliers won one game, and we'll see how it looks here on out. But realistically speaking, the Boston Celtics have yet to be tested. And they haven't done, I guess if I do, to answer your question, JR, I guess if I do have one issue with the Boston Celtics, obviously it's depth. You look at the health of Kristaps Porzingis, and sometimes they can become too isocentric for me as far as your turn, my turn, between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, you got to move that basketball around. Well, Antonio, we know that we're moving towards the conference finals before we get to the big one. The defending champs are down 0-2. Celtics are up and down. New York Knicks shorthanded. The Wolves are beating up on everybody. You got a young OKC team. At this point, who do you favor to hoist the Larry O'Brien?
Oh, man. I don't. Like, the thing is, I would love to revisit this conversation in about a week and a half. Because the thing that is always amazing to me about the postseason, JR, is just how much narratives change so quickly. You think about it. Like, a team will be down 0-2, and then everybody's writing them off nationally. And then they come back and they dominate the next two games, and then the narrative switches back to, okay, now I'm favoring them again. So the thing I don't like to do is jump to a conclusion that quickly. Like, for example, for me, Denver's down 0-2, but I feel like because of what they did last year in the postseason, and even what they did this year in the regular season, they deserve some grace. They deserve some championship grace. When you win an NBA championship, you deserve a little bit of grace. Am I saying that that series is over? Not at all. Not at all. Like, it obviously, things change with the game today. Again, narratives change from game to game, series to series, and home court to home court. I would love to revisit this conversation in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and then I will gladly answer that question.
Well, before we get to the finals, then come back and let's chat it up, Antonio.
Hey, let me know, and I'm here.
Well, listen, final question for you. Earlier this week, we talked about some of the best international players to ever lace them up. And I excluded your teammate, Mr. Tim Duncan of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Who would you say, based on the almost 80-year history now of the NBA, who would you say is the best international player? Who had the best career to go ahead and lace him up from overseas?
So does Tim Duncan not count?
Yeah, I'm leaving him out. Well, let's leave the territory
okay
out. Yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't count. So who all counts? Does, like, Hakeem Olajuwon count?
In Nigeria, yeah, Nigeria.
Ooh, that's a toughie, man.
You got Nigeria, you got Germany, you got Serbia, I included Canada, yeah.
Yeah, but when I like, off the top right now, I'm thinking Dirk, I'm thinking Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay.
Those are, and obviously I'm not doing my research on it, I'm just thinking right off the top of my head. And I know how this works. I'll hang up the phone right now. I'll be driving my daughter to volleyball practice, and I'll say, oh, shoot, you know, I forgot, fill in the blank.
No,
but right now, the two that really stand out to me, especially excluding Tim Duncan, are Dirk Nowitzki and Hakeem Olajuwon.
No, you're not going to forget nothing, because those were the two top guys that we had on the list. So, hey, you played in the league, you made me feel like a genius, okay, Antonio? Appreciate it. Man, you do so much great work on the radio, SiriusXM, so much with Bally covering the Pelicans as an analyst. Where can people follow you online and all your musings, man?
For me, I'm just A Daniels33 on Twitter. That's it.
Hey,
That's it for me.
Listen, AD, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the ball, and we'll chat it up when the finals get going, okay?
For sure. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. That Antonio Daniels, 13-year NBA vet, current analyst on television for the New Orleans Pelicans, as well as an afternoon host with Rick Kamla on SiriusXM NBA Radio. Always a pleasure to chat it up with Antonio Daniels. You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, It's time to have a conversation about a team that he says they just get bored. Because last night, I don't want to say I was shocked, because they lay these eggs. We're going to talk about the Celtics. Are they choke artists? Are they not prepared? Or, as Antonio said, do they just get bored? We're going to talk about these Shamrock people on the other side.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, thank you so much to Antonio Daniels for joining us on the other side of the break. Man played in the league for more than 10 years, won a championship with the Spurs, played with Tim Duncan, played under Greg Popovich, is now an analyst. But that guy knows what the hell he's talking about when it comes to the NBA. So thank you to Antonio Daniels. Really bigged up. You know, Anthony Edwards said it's his mentality that's driving this 22-year-old to be one of the best players in the NBA right now. And so thank you again. Also, it is official now. There's no more speculation. Coach Budenholzer, Mike Budenholzer, is the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. A 5-year contract, $50 million. That's it. 5 years, $50 million, $10 million a year. He's been a winner. He won a championship with the Bucks. His Bucks beat the Suns. And now Budenholzer gets to coach the Suns. Hickey, you think he's going to be coach all 5 years?
No. No.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's a few things here. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal. These guys are going to be, they're going to be gone. I don't know. It's funny. I don't want to say it's funny. That's a lot of money. That's a long-term deal. You don't really hear about coaches getting 5 years. That's a lot. 4 years, 3 years. Okay, great. 5 years? Is Matt Ishbia Hickey? He's crazy, right? He's nuts. He's nuts.
He's nuts, and he's also rich, so you can afford, after firing your coach after year one, you can afford then to give a guy a 5-year, $50 million contract.
I guess Mike Budenholzer, his agent just stuck him up. He's like, you want Budenholzer, you got to give him 5 years. If not, just something else. 5 years is a long time for a coach who hasn't done anything. It's one thing to say, Budenholzer has been there for 5 years, and now we're granting him a 5-year extension. He's just getting the job. This is a volatile job. Kevin Durant ain't going to be the man forever. He may not be in Phoenix forever. Devin Booker may not stick around forever. I don't know. Congratulations, Mike Budenholzer. This man got a guaranteed $50 million coming his way. Outside of that, it's nutty. Congratulations to him. Let's see what they do with the players, because as Antonio Daniels just told us on the other side of the break, the players are what matters. Don't matter who's out there for Mike Budenholzer. If he ain't got nobody, to go out there and coach. Something else that was brought up with Antonio Daniels was the Boston Celtics. And what a pitiful showing they had last night as the Cavs smacked them 118-94. This was embarrassing, okay? Tatum, who has a reputation of at times disappearing, 25 points on 7 of 17 shooting. Jaylen Brown. People were talking about this man's handle last year, and they were making fun of his handle last night going left. 19 points, 7 of 17 shooting. Derek White, who's been lighting it up for the Celtics, dropping more than 20 points a game, he had 10 points on 3 of 11 shooting. Meanwhile, Donovan Mitchell had 29. Evan Mobley chipped in with 21. And the Cavs, they've tied the series up. This is supposed to be a series where the Celtics just blow them out and run away. That was not the case. And Jason Tatum, it was a little bit of a defense of the squad because he said, listen, all y'all expectations, he said, we ain't no super team. We don't get treated like one. Listen to this.
The idea that we have a super team, it's twofold, right? We didn't have a coach of the year. We didn't have MVP. We only had 2 All-Stars. So they say we're a super team, but, you know, we didn't get rewarded like we are. But, you know we got a good team. We're not perfect. We play the right way more often than not. And we know we got to be better. But, you know, for I guess saying people that are spoiled from our success, you know, we don't pay attention to those things. We just go out there and control what we can't control.
Okay. I mean, they got a lot of talent on that roster. You're supposed to be the man. Don't pull back on excuses now. Who cares about super team? Y'all got a lot of talent. Yeah, 2 All-Stars, man. It don't matter what you call yourselves. Y'all supposed to be out there winning. Joe Mazzulla, the man who talks a mile a minute in the softest voice ever, he was asked about his team's effort. And this is what he said. I mean, actually, this is a lot of what he said. It's a montage of what he said.
Well, the transition defense is a byproduct of your offensive spacing and shot selection. So that's not an effort thing as much as it's an execution thing. So they beat us to a few of the loose balls, especially in that first half.
Did the misses feed into some defensive lapses that seems to have been a tendency in the past? Is this kind of like a thing like that that's kind of creeping back in a little bit?
I don't know if it's creeping back in, but I definitely think there were times in the game where we went through tough stretches offensively that it affected our defense. Yeah.
Joe, was this loss completely tactical? It was nothing mental? You guys didn't – it was not effort? You guys lost by 28 points or whatever. Like, what happened?
I have to go back and watch the film, but I think when you lose a game like that, it could be a combination of tactics, combination of effort, combination of like a little bit of all those things at times. Not to say it was one thing the entire time, but it's probably a combination of those.
And you guys haven't had your ass kicked like this in a long time. How do you guys respond from this in 2 days?
You treat it as if you, the same way as you would a win. You come in tomorrow, you watch the film, and you get better for game 3.
Damn. Every time he talks to the media, it's like going to the dentist office. Like, he doesn't enjoy, and I get it, he lost, but even when he wins, it's like he doesn't enjoy anything about his job. And so meanwhile, you got Joe Mazzulla who's talking about execution, and Jaylen Brown is just saying our whole performance, especially on defense, was just crap.
I think it was just a bad game. Obviously, we didn't shoot the ball very well tonight, but defensively, it was unacceptable performance. And I think that's where, you know, we look at that and I'm the most upset. And defensively, you know, we gave up 118 points. And then on top of that, we lost the rebound battle. So we didn't help ourselves tonight. Overall, maybe we missed some shots and we let that translate, and it's the playoffs. That can't happen. I don't care if you're missing shots, you got to guard a guy on the other end. Then that allows you to miss more shots if you're playing defense. But you can't miss shots and then allow them to make shots on the other end. That was unacceptable.
Wow. Yeah, how about this? The players are a little more accountable than the coach. The coach just spits out garbage to avoid saying anything. Jason Tatum, he had an answer about how they can bounce back after this blowout.
Just get ready for Saturday. Nobody was in there defeated or deflated. I mean, never want to lose, especially in the playoffs. A lot of things we can learn from, and we get it, right? The world thinks we're never supposed to lose. We're supposed to win every game by 25. And it's just, it's not going to be like that all the time. So, you know, we don't expect it to be easy. It's a good team we play. It's the second round of the playoffs. So it's just going to be fun the rest of the series.
It's going to be fun. They should still beat their ass. I mean, if they lose another game in a series, I mean, even that is too many. It's stopped there. Hickey, I don't like Joe Mazzulla. I got to be honest. Like, he just, and I don't know him to not like him personally, but I just don't like the guy.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, it's just like, stop. Can you be normal? Like, we get it. You're a coach. But I think this is going to backfire on him if they don't win a championship. That's it. He just is unbearable. He sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, maybe I'll talk a little bit more about Joe Mazzulla. But how about this? The New York Knicks and the Pacers, they're about to be in action in a few minutes. And there's one player in the NBA who thinks the New York Knicks, everything they're doing, is a fluke. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements, unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.